everything there was to do. And he worked, he was a deputy sheriff at one time. He worked grading the roads, just different things like that. Anybody needed any help, he was there to do it. In one of his diaries, it says that they moved a grave down to the cemetery. Just everyday neighbors.
That's great stuff. So he was a deputy right here in Tensley?
Yes, he had been, not for long,
Oh, and
just for a short time.
I need to ask you something about Tensley. Is that two words or one word?
Whichever way you like. It comes from the Indians counting it. They counted the sleeps instead of days, and it took them 10 sleeps to get here from a reservation in Montana. And on the walls years ago, you could find it in one place, but there's many more, where their way of writing 10 sleep was to make the V with an upside down V for the teepee, and then a path, and then the outstretched hand showing 10 sleeps.
That's a great story. What about now? You mentioned a little both about your mother's parents and your father's parents. Where your mother's parents were they? Where were they born? Did you tell me?
Her father was born in Cassopolis, Minnesota. Wisconsin, Minnesota. Wisconsin. And her mother's father was Lafayette, who was a general in the Confederate armies. And he was the one that had Old Abe. And Old Abe was an eagle. And he is in one of the museums back east yet.
I think I've seen
That one burned down, but they made a replica of this old of Old Abe, and they credit him with many of their winning many wars, because he would circle over the top of them. This is what the story goes, the family story, and would draw the attention away from the other armies. Whether it's so or not, I don't know. That's
So
what comes down
he
to
was a
me.
Confederate soldier, so I guess she was she born in the South? Or
My mother.
was there a family from the South?
Shut it off, man. Wisconsin.
Okay, so your grandmother was born in Madison, Wisconsin, I see. Okay.
Now, just a minute. That was my great-grandmother.
Oh.
Well,
Should I turn it off again?
yes.
Maybe do you know much about their occupation? Were they farmers also? Your mother's parents?
Yes, well, he had a store too. He had been in a newspaper in when he was in Wisconsin. Then he went to Nebraska, and they had land there. Then when he came here, he had different bits of land, but they both took up homesteads. But he was a forest ranger mostly here.
I see. And now, did you mention, were they active in any social groups?
They were in the Christian church. My grandmother was very devout in that she would take her team and buggy and drive as far as Lucerne, which is probably 100 miles. 100? Well, maybe 75 or so, and preach the gospel. And she was also a midwife. She delivered me.
Now, did they have any other names for midwives in those days? Did they call them by any other name?
I don't remember that there was.
Now, so she was a midwife. Now, did you mention their ethnic ancestry, where those people were from? Were they the ones from Scotland?
No, my father's side was from Scotland. They were from French. Well, this Lafayette was from France. Where Grandpa was from, I'm not just sure that I have down where he was from. Hodges. Well, he was born in Red Cloud. No.